On Friday, the BC Hockey League confirmed the five BC Junior Hockey League, confirmed five pod locations to the abbreviated 2021 season, which will be played in five communities throughout the province. Each pod will consist of 3 to 4 teams who will play each other in a single location for the five-week season, starting in early April. The newest franchise in the league, the Cranbrook Bucks, and 17-year-old Nelson Blair Noah Quinn will play in a pod with the Trail Smoke Eaters and the Penticton Vives, with all games in Penticton. We've got Noah with us today from Cranbrook about what it's like to drop the puck in the middle of a pandemic. Good morning, Noah.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Noah, when's the Bucks' first game? And man, how's it feel to know you will soon be back playing some pretty competitive hockey?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's been a long 4 months of waiting to hear yes or no if we're going to have a season. Well, pretty excited to just get back playing some hockey. Our first game is around April 2nd or April 3rd. As yet so far, but so excited to get back and going.
How many games, Noah, will you be playing between now and the end of the regular season? And does anybody know where exactly the playoffs will be and how that's going to roll out?
Yeah, so right now the plan is to play 20 games in around 38 days, all against Penticton and Trail. And as of right now, there hasn't been much talk of playoffs, but I think they're planning on taking a top team from each pod and then doing like sort of a round robin playoff type thing there. So yeah,
right.
It's like one of my old Bond spiels.
Yeah.
Noah, you've been in your bubble since November. Describe what day to day life is like for you as a young hockey player through all this, including not just the hockey but the school and the downtime.
Yeah. So this year was pretty different due to COVID, but my grade 12 schooling this year has been online. Within games, we've been practicing here in Cranbrook every day, mostly working out every day, and then some days we've been having skills ices, couple tutor sessions just to stay up to shape in school and stuff like that. So
we should let people know, for folks who don't understand hockey, Junior A is just one step away from the WHL or the NCAA. You got to be pretty much in pro athlete type shape, and this is probably a question that everybody's got for pro athletes all over the place and minor or amateur athletes like yourself. How the heck do you stay in shape when you're in self-isolation? That's got to be tough to stay motivated when there's nobody else to you know, kind of get you pumped and work out with.
Yeah, so today's actually day 10 for me and my team, so we're on the downhill slide, getting out of quarantine, but we got a pretty good setup here at my billet house. We got a bike, treadmill, a couple weights. They've been seeing a lot of action so far. But I also live with a guy on the team, so that's good motivation. We push each other, do a couple competitions a day and stuff like that. So
at least you got a roommate that the two of you can work out together.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Noah, you grew up in Nelson and played with a lot of your school buddies since back just when you were a little fellow attending St. Joe's. You're amongst a handful of fellow teammates who've gone from Junior A and you've gone on to Junior A and B. Let our listeners know what kind of type of player we are. What position do you play and what sort of player would you compare yourself to the NHL?
Yeah, so I play center mainly. I play a bit of right wing. I'd say I'm more of a playmaker. I can see the ice well, a two-way player. One guy I sort of compare my game to is Bo Horvat.
Oh, okay.
Bo Horvat, okay, cool.
Captain.
Yeah, nice. We were figuring out maybe Elias Pettersson or maybe kind of a Mitch Marner, but Bo Horvat, that's even better.
Yeah, maybe a bit of those guys too, but all around, play defense, play some offense, and hopefully score some goals.
So when you were growing up, who were some of the pros that you watched and that you admired and emulated?
Yeah, so that's funny. Actually, my first NHL jersey was Sidney Crosby, so I sort of fell in love watching him. And just loved what he did on the ice. Everything that he did was just top notch. And now I'd say, unfortunately, he has a Leaf jersey on, but Austin Matthews is a big guy for me.
Yeah, Austin Matthews, cool. Tough not to like Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
This was supposed to be the Bucks' first season, the Cranbrook Bucks' first season, and your first season with the club. What are some of the challenges on being on a team that's brand new?
Yeah, I'd say honestly, the big one is just COVID. Like, we had so many like such a good hockey community around us, and they were supporting us so much. And it was just COVID sort of put a damper in it, but excited to get things going and have an official season here coming up. So that should be good.
Yeah, for people who don't know, the Cranbrook had a WHL team for quite a while. They won the Memorial Cup 1 year, and then I can't exactly remember what happened after that. But bottom line was there was no hockey in Cranbrook for quite a while. So this is a big deal for the Bucks to be bouncing back. I wanted to ask you on a more personal note, Noah. Your dad Pete has been a big part of Nelson Minor hockey for about the past 10 years. He was your coach on and off. What's it like having Dad as a coach?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Not many people get to have their dad behind the bench for most of their hockey career. So he always pushed me to be better. And even away from the rink in the winters, he'd build an outdoor rink for me. And we'd spend hours out there shooting pucks. And honestly, I wouldn't be where I am today without him. So I'm pretty thankful for that. And yeah, a couple car rides were pretty quiet on the way home. But
after the not-so-good games, gotcha, right? Yeah.
And no, you're not the only athlete in the family. Your sister Hannah is also a great soccer player. Where's she at right now, and what's the year been like for her?
Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy year for her as well with soccer. She's in her third year at the University of Lethbridge. Unfortunately, they didn't have a season due to COVID, but hopefully it gets better and can have a season in September. So,
and last question, Noah. Who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
Jeez, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to go with the reigning champs, Tampa Bay. They've been looking pretty good this year.
Tampa Bay. Well, the inside scoop is that the Quinn household's pretty big on the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, yeah, we'll have our fingers crossed.
I think that one's a long shot, though.
Well, I'm sure your dad will be upset to hear that, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
Right on, Noah. Thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll keep an eye on you and let folks know how you're doing with the Bucks when things get rolling.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. That's Nelson's Noah Quinn. He and the BCHL's Cranbrook Bucks will be back on the ice in a matter of days, playing in a shortened and somewhat surreal regular season. This is the Bucks' first year. They're the newest team in the league. And again, it's Noah's first year in Junior A. We'll make sure and keep you up to speed on how he does.